I've talked to Colin about this before, but I'm curious. I've been trying to, again, getting conflicting information about what kind of material the aluminum underneath to put on and how many pieces I would do it. And I know Colin mentioned putting one down the middle and two on the sides, I believe, like sheets. So I was curious. So I just wanted to order it. And any insight into that would be muchly welcomed. So, and I'm actually going to insulate the floor with just that reflective stuff and nothing else, because I don't know. I think that's just what I'm going to do now. What you think, if that's a good idea or not, but I think I'm going to go ahead with that. All right, thanks, guys, and we'll hopefully hear from you. See you later.
All right, thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate that. So I guess his question was the belly pan skin, what kind, and I guess how, maybe very generically how to put it on. You're going to be not going to meet the whole width of it, I guess.
No, we use 5x10 sheets down the center, because the 5x10, it can be narrowed slightly, or it's, well, depending on the era of the trailer, it can fit perfectly, basically from frame rail to frame rail. Mm-hmm. And then we take 4x8 sheets and we split them down the center, so it basically becomes 2x8 sheets, and you fasten them to the, on that particular era of trailer, the belly pan sort of curls up to the floor area. So you'd buck them in, then wrap it around underneath the outriggers across to the main frame rail and do a couple of temporary rivets.
Right.
To hold it there, and then you put the center section on.
Which is much easier to do when it's on a rotisserie. I'm surprised you didn't say that.
Right. The trailer is upside down, and you use gravity, and you can just lay these things down beautifully and snap lines to get all your rivets lined up on cross members and main rails, etc. Yes, we've got it good, but we don't always have it good, because sometimes we have to do this because the trailer wasn't completely disassembled, and we have to do it from underneath, and that's tough.
Now, when he's pulling off his old stuff, do you save that for a pattern, or do you just kind of just start from scratch?
No, you just scrap it, because how they did belly pans back then was they used two big long sheets, and they had a joint in the middle, and they sort of overlapped. And it wasn't, the joint wasn't even on, you know, a stringer or anything else. It was just sort of riveting the two pieces of metal together. Mm-hmm. So, and it was just pop rivets. And then, of course, you know, they did go across on cross members, etc. But those original belly pans, just, you know, cut it off, fold it up, and take it to your scrap metal recycling guy.
And when you're putting on the new stuff, there's a better rivet choice to use, right?
That's correct. You know, you want to use the large head 3/16 aluminum rivets with an aluminum mandrel. Vintage Trailer Supply sells them. Fastenal sells them. I'm sure there's lots of suppliers that have them. And that's going to be much better for your belly pan than I think their first ones were 5/32 or something, small head rivets, which, as everybody knows, the aluminum kind of wobbled around there, and it worked its way through the head, and you end up with belly pan that's just kind of sagging everywhere.
Nobody likes to have a sagging belly.
That's right.
That's right. So, all right, very good. Hope that helps you out, Paul. So,
we talked about insulation too, but I guess you can, if he listens to the previous caller, he'll get that. But I would put fiberglass in that belly pan in addition to the Reflectix, but that's up to him.
Do you staple that to the bottom of the subfloor, or what do you do?
We staple the Prodex or Reflectix to the underside of the floor, but because we're doing it right side up, upside down, the fiberglass just lays in place, and then the belly pan goes on. And obviously, when you flip the trailer over, you know, you it's not an issue with insulation falling out of place because it's already in place by the time you've finished everything.
Yeah. So you could secure it somehow.